This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
So how do you deal with the fanaticism and constant opinions that come from people listening to Talking Heads? I come in here for my daily dose of reality with the Finns. Keep killing it, Edmano. My brother, I take satisfaction in leading you guys and ladies out there down the right path and telling you, look, dude, don't listen to this. That's not right. This is what's going on. And then that's it. That's where I take it. I get the fans. Fans are fanatical. So they're kind of like, they have blinders on. There's a group of you guys and ladies that you have blinders on. And you really are not, you. It's almost like you give in to the FUD. You give in to getting psyched out about Christian Wilkins being the heart and soul of the team and that they desperately want him back. And that was not even close. It was so off. It wasn't even funny. So that's where I get, you know, satisfaction that we're not going to be always right. But holy shit, dude. I mean, seriously. We're not signing Dalton Risner. Right, we're not selling Dalton Risner, and we told you we're not signing Dalton Risner. Just like we told you Jonathan Taylor and Dalvin Cook and all that kind of stuff, dude. That's where I have, because I'm not chasing sensationalism. I don't need to, dude. Don't need it. So I know that if I'm in your seat right now, at home, in the office, wherever you're at, driving in your car, watching, listening, whatever, I would want somebody not feeding me a bunch of bullshit. Instead, I would want somebody to tell me the truth, good or bad, but at least the truth. And then that's where I get my satisfaction, because I'm the guy that doesn't talk up Albert Wilson. You know, I'm telling you where Albert Wilson stands instead. Like, this guy will barely even make a roster and is not going to make an impact on this team. But, you know, others have to talk him up to fill some space that day or fill a segment. And it's just, that's the kind of stuff that I'm just not a part of. And that's where I get my satisfaction, Joseph. You know what I mean? And then those of you that follow the show, you should be also incredibly satisfied. Because if you go back to your friends and tell them exactly what we tell you, you're the ones that are going to look like geniuses every single time. You know? So I'm just saying, that's where I get my satisfaction. That I'd rather get you the accurate information. And then that way you know, like, we'll give you a reason why Tyreek Hill is another reason why Tyreek Hill is gone. As we were first to tell you, Tyreek is gone next year. So we're going to give you another reason why, which goes off of something we explained last year that happened. Same kind of way. And so that's where I take my super satisfaction. That when it comes to this team, dude, I get more shit right than everybody else on this beat. Those are the facts. So, you know, whatever. I just hope you guys appreciate it. That's all. And support, like right here at Caneswear. Come on down, man. Use our code, BIGO10.